Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, this is Nazim Rashid. Nazim Rashid, author of Reconnected, How to Mentor to Your Child Self. And it is a fantastic day, another day in paradise here. I'm so excited that we're going to talk about this absolutely fantastic topic of improving, repairing, and preparing for relationships, for marriages, you know? This is so, so very important. I spend so much time in school learning how to become a doctor, a teacher, a business person. Those things are very important, you know. But then we look at our personal lives, marriage, someone that is our life partner, someone that's going to be with us, inshallah, you know, God willing, for the rest of our lives, being there with us on every level. And we don't take the time to find out what it takes to have a healthy marriage. How do we keep that person happy? How do we stay happy? Huh? We don't do that. So we have to learn formally how to do that. We were never taught. Most of us didn't come up in households where you had the mother and father, both in households, loving one another. We saw the love there, loving the children, loving us, spending extra time with us individually, validating us, healthy household, supporting, complimenting. Most of us did not come up in a household like that. You see? That's the same as most people didn't come up in a household where compassion is the major theme of the household. I call it the major vibration. So we had to learn how to become human beings. Yes, natural human beings. And when you see the news that people kill one another because they took their hamburger or any little thing, just blow people away, those are people who have lost their humanity. There's no human spirit in people like that. No human spirit. None. Raping old women and all that. None. So we have to learn how to become healthy human beings. And that's what part of the show is about. All right? So specifically today, we're having a series. This is part 6 and the topic on relationships. So I've been reading and expounding on the personal growth areas in my book, Reconnected, How to Be a Mentor to Your Child Self. So I really suggest everybody get this book, Reconnected. You can get it on Barnes & Noble and Amazon, and I'll be talking about this a few times during the talk today, so you can write it down and get it. You know, if you're by a Barnes & Noble store, they might have it right in the store. If not, they can order it for you, all right? Get this book, 412 pages, 14 chapters. Yeah, a lot of stuff in there. Well, I'll tell you real quick, okay. You have chapters, forgiveness, validation, self-esteem, visualization, self-image, communication and listening skills, optimism, gratitude, faith, spirituality, attachments, codependency, and addictions. 12 principles of recovery, yeah. As a matter of fact, for those who are long-term listeners, you know, I did a series on addictions and recovery called my 12 Principles of Recovery series. Yeah, you can get that too on Blog Talk. Just go in there, blogtalkradio.com/emailalfred. Scroll down or go into where it says newest first, and you click on there, then it's in alphabetical order, and you can click there and find it, 12 Principles of Recovery. And, you know, download it. It's all free. Yeah, free information. Yeah, the last one is identifying, managing emotions. We need to have that for sure. We all of us have our emotions out of check. And we do things that, you know, without thinking about them. And the last one, how to be a mentor to your child self. And so, but basically what that chapter does, and what the whole premise of the book is to teach us how to go back in time and redo those scenarios from the past. We can't change them, but we can change how we felt about them. Yes, you do it through the third-party approach, which is the mentor. It's a fictional character that I teach you how to create. The fictional character is you. You're the mentor. Just imagine counseling or having sessions with the self you once were. That's what I mean by when I say child self. the self you once were. That's why I tell my clients to get pictures of the little pictures of those, of you when you were small. Put them on your computer monitor. Put them on your wall right by you, and look at those pictures and send love into those little eyes. Tell that person that you love him, love her. Yes, it starts right there. Starts right there. I teach you how to go back in time and become a mentor. And then what happens when your child says that your sister, knocked you down the stairs and you can't stand her and so forth, and you as a mentor, you talk to the sister and tell her that she has no business doing that to a precious, creation of God, and to apologize, and she does that, and then the child self tells you that she did it, and you feel good about that and so forth, and that particular trauma is gone from your life. Yes, might sound kind of strange right now. Idea, read the book, 412 pages, Reconnected. All right, then you'll get it. And once you have those old voices gone, they no longer control how you live. They don't control your present, nor do they control your future. Right now, they're doing both, subconsciously. Yes, they are. That's why you can't stay married. That's why you can't stay on the job. That's why you get depression. Because the old voices are telling you how to live, how to be, who to be with, who not to be with, how to think, how not to think. Yeah, controlling you from the background. So through my book, I teach you how to get rid of those things so you can be fully in control of your driver's seat. Fully in control. So it's only you driving you instead of those voices from the past driving you. Very important. Very important. All right, my email, nrbookclub@gmail.com, and my newly built website, please go to that. I just finished my blog page and my event page on there. Yeah, cloudsofabundance.com, cloudsofabundance.com. Again, cloudsofabundance.com. Yeah, there are videos on there and pictures and my event page has my guest that I have on my show called The Reconnected Show, which is every Saturday. It's at 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Yeah, you can call 347-994-2524 and 2 o'clock. And like you're calling here now, I see a lot of people on the switchboard, which is wonderful. And you can listen to my show there. I'm a host there. So I'm so glad. I give thanks to Almighty God for letting Email Alpha have me this spot on Wednesday. So this time I can speak on my show. I'm just a host. Okay, so it's very good. Fantastic. Okay, we got relationships. You want to stay married, right? You want to prepare yourself for a right kind of mate. And if you're in one, you want to change things around so you have a healthy, happy one. All right. All right, we left off. Last time we talked about communication and listening skills. Very, very important. And this is a topic that if not handled correctly, can cause a lot of problems, divorces, because people do not listen appropriately and they do not communicate appropriately. They don't do it. They don't do it. The brothers don't want to do it. Sisters don't want to do their part. It doesn't work. Yeah, so I talked about that last week. And I started talking about optimism, which is the next area, optimism. And that's where we will start today for sure. And now, last night, I left off, and this is very important, and I'm telling you, nobody will tell you this. I've done my research and study. There's a gland called the thymus gland. You can look it up. Thymus gland, located right under the sternum area. It expands and contracts depending on your positive and negative energy that you take in. That includes your self-talk. That includes the food that you eat, the substance that you take in, the people that are around you. Yes, it does. It expands and contracts, expands and contracts. And when it expands, it has a large amount of T cells that go into your bloodstream. T cells are your guardians. They're your warriors that fend off the viruses and so forth and keep your immune system okay. They guard your immune system, okay? Yeah, the white blood cells. Oh, yeah, they're in charge of things. Uh-huh. They're the guards. But when your thymus gland is small, you have less T cells out, so your army is smaller, less likely to fend off viruses and so forth. They'll do their thing, but it's less of them to do it. Yeah. So how do we keep the thymus gland larger? By positive energy. Might sound spooky, but I'm telling you, check it out. I've done my research and I know this. You can prove this easily by muscle testing. You know about muscle testing? You go to a chiropractor. They call it kinesiology. They put your arm up there and it goes down. If it's weak, stays up if it's strong. That's right. That's right. You can put a cigarette right by your thymus gland, right? You know, your sternum area. Just put it there. Now, it doesn't matter how you think, good or bad. It's enough negativity, negative energy in that cigarette just placed right there for your arm to go down every time. It's right. Test it out. You know? You have somebody stand next to you. It only takes two fingers. Arm goes right down. You take the cigarette away. Put an organic apple in that same position. Arm stays up. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the energy connected to your deltoid muscle, which locks that arm up there. That's right. Lies do the same thing. You're a liar. You're a cheat. You're a con artist. Huh? While you're in that mode, same thing. Somebody could just put your arm out there. Your arm goes down. Yeah. Lying impacts your immune system. Your con artist and cheat, it impacts your immune system. Diamonds don't like ugly. Like God don't like ugly, diamonds don't like it. Diamonds shrinks up a little bit. Less T cells in your body. Another benefit for being optimistic, for being happy, being joyous, having fun, loving your mate, loving life, loving God, loving the organic food that you're eating, loving self-talk, being around people who are positive. Your thymus loves that. More T-cells in your body. Your body is stronger. You can fend off colds, cancers, all kinds of issues. Yes, that's true. So that's why it's very, very important for us to be positive. Be happy. Smile. Be okay. Don't fake it. You got a problem in your life, take care of it. Take care of it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Very important. Very important. We got to be well. You know, the more well people we have in our community, the stronger we have, stronger will be our community. We can do great things, build our communities, build schools, build businesses, build co-ops, build financial cooperations where we can invest together, build homes, buy homes together. Huh? Yes, we can do this kind of things. You know? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Become strong investors and do well. Be good mentors for the kids coming up behind us. But we have to be well ourselves, and this is how you do it. Okay? Very, very, very important to understand this. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right? So when you're in a positive state, your thymus gland is at full capacity. Mm-hmm. Conversely, when your thymus gland is smaller, you have less protecting T cells in your bloodstream. Your immune system is compromised, and you're open to whatever viruses and diseases are lurking about. When you're holding grudges, lying, harboring some negativity such as hate or revenge, ingesting illegal and even legal drugs. Yeah, Vicodin does the same thing. Thinking of injurious, you know, thoughts, hateful thoughts, you know, yeah, yeah. When I'm talking about negative energy, I'm referring to the negative energy in our mindsets and in the substances we ingest. The thymus gland doesn't differentiate between a lie, witnessing a murder, harboring hate against someone, taking in drugs, cigarettes, alcohol, and foods that are not nutritious. It doesn't matter what it is. If it has negativity attached to it, the thymus gland will be affected. You might be saying, yeah, you might be saying, how do I know if it is negative or not? If what you are ingesting is not proven to be life-producing, then it has more of a negative current. How do we really know? The thymus gland knows. Yeah. Yeah, like I said, chiropractors have always used kinesiology in their practice to see what parts of your body are weak and what parts are strong. One of the books, I mean, the first book that I read in this area is called Your Body Doesn't Lie by Dr. John Diamond. Again, Your Body Doesn't Lie by Dr. John Diamond. It came out a long time ago. is an excellent book for describing kinesiology, how we can use this technique to assess ourselves so we can know where the weaknesses lurk. Yeah. We can go to our doctors with a feeling of empowerment and can be a real partner in the process of healing instead of just blindly accepting whatever the doctors advise. This by itself raises self-esteem. So don't you see right here how this will help in the marriages? Yeah. Yeah, you come home, been lying and counting and maybe adulterous behavior out there, laying around, you come home, pretending you're the pious religious person, Muslim, Christian, Jew, doesn't matter. You know? Yeah. You might be a John Shabazz out here, but you're John Smith out there, and John Smith is just doing all the wrong. How do you think that is really going to affect your marriage? You think, hey, well, as long as I can get away with this, why not? Hey. They said, whatever happens in the dark comes out in the light. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. So practice this. You can practice this. Yeah. I'm telling you, you can do this. All right. All you got to do is tell the person to stand erect. Their right or left hand is placed over the thymus point, right between the right in the sternum area, which is located right above the breastbone. The opposite arm held out parallel to the floor with your elbow straight out to the side. Face them and place your left hand or vice versa on their right shoulder to steady them. Now, place your right hand, I only use two fingers, on their extended arm on top of their wrist. Tell them that you're going to push their arm down as they try their best to resist you. Now push down. What happened? Did the arm go down easily? Was there some resistance or was it locked in place? In its full capacity, the arm would have locked in place. It would not have gone down. And if the arm went down either quite easily or slowly, then the thymus was compromised in some way. This is a general muscle test with the thymus gland point. The body has many points that can be tested, many points. And I like to learn them. You know, they're so fantastic. You know, there's a wonderful book called Touch for Health by John F. Thie, T-H-I-E, a chiropractor. It's an excellent resource for understanding kinesiology and the various acupressure points. I'm going to learn this because it's so phenomenal. Pretty amazing. So let's go further with this idea. Assuming that your thymus is normal, let's put, you know, a white sugar cube in your hand that is over your thymus. Firmly hold the sugar against your thymus point and proceed to the muscle test. What happened this time? You notice that the arm went right down. It doesn't matter how you think. See, white sugar has a lot of negative energy attached to it. There's negative energy in white sugar, cigarettes, most drugs, illegal and legal, alcohol, most processed and some inorganic foods, along with the negative mindsets I mentioned earlier. You know, hate, revenge, anger, all those kind of things. Yeah. You can put any of these items on the thymus point, and your arm will always go down. Put organic fruit there or honey, and the arm is locked in place. Your body doesn't lie. Your body doesn't lie. See, this is why, remember I was talking about a body language last week? Yeah, you present yourself as a pious husband or a pious wife when you come home. But your body says that, girl, you're just a liar. Why are you fronting like that? Huh? And since I talked about the 93-7 principle, 93% is body language. So your body is lying all over the place, and your husband or wife sees that. It doesn't matter what you say. It doesn't matter what comes out of your mouth. Your body is saying something otherwise. Your body is saying, don't believe her. She's lying. She didn't go to the store a little while, but she saw Robert around the corner. Yeah. It's really something. So it's something, and they're really something, you know. So there are all kinds of exercises you can do with this. I suggest that you try these things and find out, you know, what's going on. You know, lying, all this, those things work out here too, you know. Yeah. Truth serum. So that's why it's important to understand the thymus and why it's so important to have, what, congruency. Say what you mean what you say. Very simple. If you're about something, be about that something, totally. Be about it. If not, be something else. If you want to be a cheater, a liar, stay out on the street. Do that. Don't mess with the sister's life like that. Sister, don't mess with his life like that. Be out there with the rest of them. But if you want the good life, you got to be about that. That's real important. That's real important, you know? So very important. If you want to go more into the study, I studied Dr. Hans Selye's, S-E-L-Y-E, Selye's work. He's a Hungarian-born doctor on this research. So that's where I found more about this here. I did my research on this. And so I suggest you, if you want to go more into it, do research also, you know? That's just real important, real important. So that's why we have to have this idea of optimism, you know? All right, very important, okay? So, and I mentioned lying and all that, and so, you know, we got choices. Yeah, you got choices. So lying does it too. All right. Now, when you have this new knowledge, it is important to identify the saboteur inside. We got saboteurs. You got these little djinns or those elements inside that go against what you have to say. You know, go against what you're about. You know? Now, what you think about, you bring about. You're dominated by your most prevalent thought. You see? So knowing this valuable information, why would you or anybody make a conscious choice of being pessimistic, thus drawing the worst instead of the best toward themselves? When you get the chance to breathe clean, pure air and seeing what a bright, sunny day produces, a sane, healthy mind would not choose anything but pure and bright light instead of pollution and darkness. Yeah. Now we're talking about the saboteur here. Anytime you see yourself acting in ways that go against your objectives, your positive, life-producing mindset and goals, then identify the saboteur and start questioning yourself. Why am I making this choice of acting in this manner? Man, I'm telling you, we do this. We need checks and balances in our lives. See, being married is a very serious, serious job. You got to be honest every single day, constantly, every day. You can't say, well, I'm married now, everything's okay. Yeah, you know, she satisfied me, I'm satisfied with her. We're okay, you know, the marriage is going automatic. Not. No. No. The question again. Why am I making this choice of acting in this manner? Why am I making this choice of feeling like I want to do harm to myself or others? Yeah, lying is harmful to yourself. Why am I making the choice of conforming when my inner child suffers as a result? Yeah, think about this. You got this self inside yourself, huh, that wants right. And when you don't do right, it bothers you. It's going to make you suffer. It's going to cause you pain. Yeah. Why am I making the choice of not listening in class or to my parents or to my mate when I have no healthy reason to disregard their directives, knowing they want the best for me? Yeah. If your wife checks you, don't say, you can't check me, I'm the man, huh? The wife says, you can't check me, I'm liberated. No, that's ego. No. They love you. If they love you, if they say something that's in your regard, you should say, thank you. Muslims would say, alhamdulillah, thank you. Thank you. Okay, all right, well, all right, let me look at it this way. I don't see everything. Yeah. You know, very important. Yeah, see, why are you sabotaging your life? What are you afraid of? Are you coming from an optimistic mindset or a pessimistic one? By the way, don't say, well, I'm just being real. That's how it is. Don't do that. Don't do that to yourself. Don't do that. Yeah. Oh, by the way, I forgot to put the chat line on. For those who are listening live online, there will be a box under my picture and Imam Alfred's picture on the show page. There will be a little box, and you can actually type in questions or comments. So I forgot to open it, but it's open right now, so you can do that. You can go there and make some comments there. I'll check it every so often. And also, if you're listening on your phone and you have a question, comment, you can just hit number one on your telephone, and I'll see that and bring you on for a discussion, because it's always good to have a dialogue. Always, always. We need help. We need help. It took me 4 years to write this book, and after all, I have 20 years of being a counselor in the mental health and drug field, so I have a pretty nice background myself. But I don't know everything. No, I'm learning as I'm going along. Matter of fact, when I wrote the book, I was learning from the book myself. Yeah. So there you go. Everything is a mindset. Almost anything can be perceived differently depending on circumstances and where you are emotionally, spiritually, and mentally. It comes back to the choices you make. Now, we've all heard the metaphor, you know, glass half empty, glass half full. Doesn't it feel good to feel good? Doesn't it feel good when you go into a store, smiling at everybody and giving compliments freely, and notice that everyone there starts smiling too and acting friendlier? Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going to share a story, a little story, you know, about optimism and the law of attraction. Now, you know, a lot of people think, you know, when I say law of attraction, when people talk about it, it's kind of spooky. Get out of that. That means that, you know, you just haven't evolved. There are a lot of things out there that you know, beyond your understanding because you refuse to learn more than what you know now. Stop it. Stop it. That's what faith is all about. You know, we're here to evolve ourselves. Yeah. So I'm going to share a story. I was in an optical office getting new glasses when it was time to pay. I was a little bit short. Yeah. And this shopping center was my credit union, so I thought, no problem. I'll just go over there and withdraw what I need. It was around 5:30 p.m. on a Friday, normally the worst time to go into any bank because of the crowds. This is the time I always avoid. Well, when I first had the thought of going into the credit union, I said, oh, no, the crowd and the waiting will kill me, and by the time I get out of there, the store will probably be closed. I still won't get my glasses. Then I said, whoa, Nazim, snap out of it, whoa. And remember the principles taught in The Secret. Remember The Secret? Law of Attraction, yeah. So what I did, I made an immediate shift in my thinking. Mm-hmm. Before I left the optical store, I told myself that the credit union is waiting for me, is welcoming me, has cleared the way for me, and has a teller waiting to serve my needs. Step I took toward the credit union, I had a thank you attached to it. I said, thank you for clearing out the credit union for me, God. Allow me to make my withdrawal and get back to the optical store before they close. Thank you. As I got closer, I felt confident that what I was envisioning had in fact taken place. When I turned the corner entering the credit union, what do you think I found? Well, there was no line at all, and there were three tellers waiting for credit union members. Well, I commented to the teller that it is very unusual to find no one waiting on a late Friday. You know what she said? She told me that it was strange to her also and that it was crowded right before I came in. Now, as I was leaving, I noticed people starting to come in, forming a waiting line. Amazing, huh? See, it's one thing to read about someone else's story regarding the law of attraction and feel happy for them, But it is another thing to experience it for yourself. I bear witness that it works. See, it's our mindset. So what visions do you have of marriage? Huh? What visions do you know? Is it, gloom and something you just have to do? And I mentioned it before. You know, we enter marriages with the wrong kind of mindset. Yeah, the wrong kind of mindset. You know, well, we were at the Juma, we were at the religious service, and, you know, I've been single for about 4 or 5 years, and the imam, you know, kind of made me feel bad because I was single. You know, and so I said, now I got to get married. Like, you look around, I see a sister over there, you inquire, and, you know, just coincidentally, she was feeling the same way, hearing the same messages. So after the inquiry, you know, she was open for marriage, and you said, okay, let's get married. You get married. Huh? You know, and after you get married, what do? You have this image that she should do certain things, dress a certain kind of way, eat a certain kind of way, act toward you in a certain kind of way, have certain duties around the house in a certain kind of way. And she didn't do those things. Now you get mad at her for not living up to the image you have of her as you created in your mind. Now, was that a positive, optimistic way of getting married? What do you think? She might feel the same way. She might have saw something in you that she liked. But then when she got married, she found that you didn't live up to her expectations. The image that she had of a healthy husband did not match you at all. So both y'all married for the wrong reasons. But you're listening to the imam, listening to the religious leader, and, you know, he said get married, so you got married. We need to think for ourselves. We need mates that fit us like a glove, hand in glove. Yeah, it's perfect for us. Yeah, for sure. You know, be the mate that you seek. You attract them to you. Yeah. It's so important to understand this whole idea of optimism and having the right kind of mindset, but we don't get it. If you're optimistic, you expect the best to come to you. Because you say you're worthy of the best to come to you. You deserve the best to come to you. Yeah, for sure. That's why you have affirmations. I have affirmations on my wall right now. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. When I have, I say, well, it is my birthright to live fully and freely. I give to life exactly what I want life to give to me. I'm glad to be alive. I love life. Yeah. Here's another one. Life supports me and brings me only good and positive experiences. I trust process of life to bring me my highest good. Isn't that something? Absolutely. Yeah. Another one. I am one with the power that created me, and I express for myself the greatness that I am. Nothing wrong with that. I rejoice in who I am, and I know life is here for me and will supply me with everything that I need. Yeah. I am mentally and emotionally equipped to enjoy a prosperous and loving life. It is my birthright to deserve all good. I claim my good. Yeah. See, we need affirmations around to change our self-talk. I talked about that earlier. You see, if you say these kind of things every day, not just once, all during the day, in the car and at home all the time, well, you're feeding your subconscious with these positive thoughts, these positive affirmations, these positive sayings about you, about how you think of you, about how you believe that you can be, have. Acquire, yes. So these are the messages we tell ourselves. See? I have moved away from poverty thinking into prosperity thinking. That's a big one. Yeah, that's a big one. I deserve the best. Yeah. So it's very important, you know? I am free to think wonderful thoughts. I've moved beyond past limitations into freedom. I am now becoming all that I am created to be. So once you start changing your thinking, you know, you start changing your path and changing where you're going. Everybody get that? That's so important, so important. Absolutely, absolutely. So, okay, optimism. All right, and see, this is what I'm telling you. You carry this into a marriage, or say before you're married, you find that your prospective bride, prospective husband, is thinking in this way, you ought to have a good possibility and probability of having a wonderful, fantastic life. Yeah. So, you know, you have great, positive children and love, and then they'll be a beacon for the world. Mm-hmm, for sure. All right. Now, the next area we got to talk about is gratitude. Gratitude. This is very important also. Oh, yeah. You know, you got to give thanks. Got to give thanks. And when you have a good wife, good husband, you should be thanking God all during the day. Thanking them personally and thanking God continuously. Because you didn't have to have it. Yeah. See, this area is so important to understanding why life continues to bring us joy and happiness, and also disappointments and sadness. Why nothing happens right for us, it seems, and why we experience layer upon layer of bliss and tranquility. Why more and more layers of doom have our name on it, and why our tomorrows are predictably harmonious and happy. Yes. You know, the children, too many children are not taught this important principle. Kids hear the blessing at the dinner table, but the gratitude connection is hardly ever made. Kids and adults, you know, spouses, take too many things for granted. Mm-hmm. As you're arming yourself to be the best mate possible, make sure you have this vital piece of ammunition ready for action. Yeah. And high esteem, high self-image, and the attitude of gratitude go hand in hand. You see, the more you value yourself and see yourself achieving, the more you want to give thanks. You see, person devalues themselves, sees themselves as a victim, and doesn't feel responsive to life, then they will not have the feeling of being grateful. In their minds, they're saying, grateful for what? Feeling like I should go off and die somewhere? Feeling like I have no worth whatsoever? Feeling like there's no positive future for me at all? Feeling like no one really cares? Feeling like my coming here was just an accident? Feeling unwanted? Feeling like my parents really wanted to abort me? For being a cutter, getting the only pleasurable feeling from self-inflicted pain? For needing to control others through manipulation, guilt, and abuse? Feeling like illicit drug use and transient lifestyle has my name on it? Feeling like I'm here only to serve others and my voice has no impact? Your children need to know, and adults need to know, the formula for life, formula for an abundant life, formula for a life that is always giving, formula for receiving more out of life, formula for realizing goals, formula for successful relationships, marriages, formula for successful business initiatives. Formula for increasing income. Oh, yes. Formula for loving, giving families, which naturally include loving and giving children. You see? Yeah, absolutely. You see, now I always go back to parenting, because remember, when we're talking about having the healthy attributes, characteristics for being the right kind of mate, it goes back to childhood. You see, it goes back there. You know? Yeah. When children see their parents showing gratitude to God, to one another, to others, and to their children, those children will have a strong respect for that parent that would not ordinarily have. When children internalize gratitude, they are kinder, gentler, and more giving of themselves. When children are grateful, they feel good inside and want to share their inner joy and contentment. That is their way of showing gratitude. Thank you for being my friend. I have some toys here. Play with them. See, the words thank you should be the child's daily mantra. You know, and also the spouse's mantra. You know, I'm not shifting here. I'm still talking about marriages here. You see, you got to see the relationship. See, once a child is used to saying that, they'll easily say that when they get married. Easily, because it's a part of their natural makeup, right? Yeah. There's always something to be grateful for. The child needs to be taught this so that they will grow up with an appreciating manner instead of an obstinate, ego-centered one. A loving, grateful child is a joy to behold and to spend time with. Yeah. We have to remember that if the child is not feeling and demonstrating good feelings within, gratitude is nowhere near to that child's consciousness. We can't expect that child to be and feel gratitude if that child is not feeling good within, is not validated enough, and their self-esteem and self-image are less than zero. Okay, now as you reflect this on marriages, okay? Yeah. You know, if the mate is not feeling and demonstrating good feelings within, gratitude is nowhere near that mate's consciousness. You see, your mate has to be, you know, has to have the right self-talk. You got to know that, you know, that your mate is praying regularly, and they are saying things to themselves that are uplifting. Catch them sometimes as they're in the mirror. You know, what are they saying to themselves? You know, we all kind of mumble to ourselves, kind of eavesdrop and see what kind of mumbling they're making. Yeah. You know, we can't expect that mate to be and feel grateful if they're not feeling good within. It's not validated enough. See, now you got to validate them. Now, remember I talked about validation, all right? Validation is not complimenting what they're doing. It's complimenting them as a person. You got the difference there? Yeah. When you say, hey, Anwar, you sure hit that ball today in a fantastic manner on that softball, game I saw. You said, fantastic job, man. You did a great job. That's complimenting. Validating. Anwar, man, you got this inside of you, man. God put this inside of you to be the greatest out there. I see you hitting that ball, man, like you got your confidence. The only God can put inside of you. You got it going on inside, man. I'm so glad to be a parent and to witness it. You got it going on, man. Yes, you do. You got this inbred, inherent talent. I'm loving seeing it. That's validation. Y'all got that? Please use it now with your children. Please use it with your mates. You know? Yeah, you might say, well, how do I do that with them? Hey, what your mate does, you know? You know, say your wife made this salmon omelet with avocado, you know, and she did a great job. Right kind of seasonings and all that, and you smelled it before you even came in the house and said, boy, this is a fantastic omelet. Dear, you did a great job with this. Man, you threw down. That's one level. Second level, baby, you got it inside you to do this. You got a talent. You got a knack for this. I mean, every time you do it, it comes out tough. It comes out, you know, hey, tougher than before. You got it inside you. Yeah, you got it going on, girl. And I'm glad to be here to recognize it and to accept this and to be your husband because I love it. I love you for it too. Yeah, yeah. Praise God for what he has put inside of you. Whew. That's validation. Okay? Yeah, 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 yeah. So I want to envision and envision the word and energy of the word appreciation as we're using the word gratitude. Okay? Now, appreciation raises the value of the object in question, as in appreciating real estate, right? For all your realtors out there. Appreciation has a higher vibration than gratitude. Yeah. When you typically use the word gratitude, you will notice what you don't have. That happens a lot of times. You know? Yeah. I'm grateful for this, you know, for this spare tire, you see. But you notice that, you know, the tire you had wasn't that good, you know. That's why you needed a spare tire in the first place. Yeah, so typically you notice what you don't have. And the energy and vibration of lack comes into your vibrational field. So we will use the words interchangeably to make our points clear. Anytime you hold the vibration of lack, that energy will cause an attraction of like energy. So the stronger energy of appreciation is what we want to put more emphasis on. Okay? Understand the difference there? Yeah. Yeah. There are so many things in our life that, you know, that we're appreciative for, and it would be a real challenge to list them. This is why many people who have a raised consciousness have gratitude or appreciation journals. We could have died in our sleep last night and not experienced the miracle of waking up. You know, we didn't have to have a nice, warm bed to sleep in, or to have a nice, warm, cozy house or apartment to live in, or have a wonderful, refreshing shower, clean water to drink, and a good, wholesome food to eat. And a fantastic make helping us get all this together. There are only a handful of items that could be in our appreciation journal. What about the construction crew that built your home or apartment building? The manufacturing company that made your bed and other furniture. The plumbers, electricians, contractors to work on your house as it was being built. What about the air that you're breathing? In some areas of the world, the air is so polluted that the breathing is adversely affected by the pollutants, which in turn affects people's immune systems, which brings on disease. You know that. We hear stories on the news about airborne illnesses. Yeah, 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 yeah. Remember, the more you show appreciation, the more you will receive back your blessings. Yeah? Remember that when you see your mate next. The more you show appreciation, the more you receive back your blessings. Yeah, don't be always on the critical panel. Well, you didn't do this. You didn't do that. How could you put that on? Why don't you do something with your hair? My God, when did you put makeup on last? Oh, my God, look at this bed. It's a mess. Hey, the kitchen's a mess. What's going on here? Didn't you have any home training? You know, hey, remember, the more you show appreciation, the more you will receive back your blessings. The blessings can come in various forms, such as, hey, the job or contract that you need. Living a life of financial independence. Hey, now, you know, we don't talk much about that. And a lot of us weren't around enough people in our immediate community. They have financial independence. There's one thing we need to understand, financial intelligence, and teach that to our kids. Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah, matter of fact, one of the things that on my long-term list of things to do, you know, my company is called New U Enterprises, New U Enterprises, and I plan to establish a foundation, yeah, called the Nazim Rashid Foundation, and it'll be serving our youth, our African-American youth, boys in particular, in the areas of financial intelligence, financial investing, learning the stock market, learning the bull and bear markets, learning how to start a business, business administration, accounting, you know, learning all those things. See, personal growth. Yeah. I don't see anybody doing that. We need that in our community. So I plan to do that. Yeah. How about the mate you're seeking, you know? Blessings, we're talking about blessings here. The house of your dreams. The peace in your family. Completing your doctorate program. Doctorate program, fantastic. How about double doctorate? Go beyond that. Witnessing the manifestation of your talents and gifts. Health and other family members previously plagued by addictions and self-defeating behaviors. They know that's right. A lot of us know people in addictions, and just think about them being healthy and productive. You know? The acceptance of differences and the relishing of similarities. The acceptance of differences and the relishing of similarities. Yeah. The recognition and acceptance of the unique spirit within you and how that spirit has its own destiny and path to follow. Don't follow the crowd unless the crowd is going the way you want to go. Yeah. All right, as you notice, children who are focusing on what they don't have and what someone else is doing to them, playing the victim role and their negative role in life, suggest to them to start listing all the things that are actually working in their life. This will be a start of their appreciation journal for them. It is the same in marriages. Let me rephrase that. As you notice, your mate who is focusing on what they don't have and what someone else is always doing to them, playing the victim role and their negative role in life, suggest to him or her, start listing all the things that are actually working in their life. Remember, they got to accept this. Healthy ones will accept it from you. You see? When they do this, a shift in their thinking starts to take place. Where before this exercise, they were dominated by the complaints and the things that weren't working for them. Now, after this exercise, they start to feel good about what they do have and what is working for them. Yeah. Parents that love them. Clean clothes to wear. Nice house to live in. A nice neighborhood. Beautiful trees close by. Friendly people around them. Good food provided to them. Warm bed. Fantastic, perfect mate for themselves. It's wonderful. You see? Now, as they are feeling appreciative for what they do have, good feelings increase within. The law of attraction kicks in and bring more things to them to be appreciative for. Whatever we think about and think about, we bring about. Isn't that a nice little saying? When you start to feel differently about the things that you have, more will come your way. All right? Now, y'all, you know, now, many of you have heard me quote Rhonda Byrne from The Secret. I quote a lot of people, you know, because I believe in reflecting the people who have shaped me, helped me along. Mm-hmm. As you know, no man is an island. And I'm helped by a lot of people. And Rhonda Byrne is one. She said, this is her quote, "It is impossible to bring more into your lives if you are feeling ungrateful about what you have." Why? Because the thoughts and feelings that you're emitting are all negative emotions, and those feelings cannot bring you what you want. They can only return to you what you do not want. Those negative emotions are blocking the good from getting to you, end quote. Yeah, are we getting it now? Yeah. Okay. Oh, as a little break here, a little commercial break here again. I am Nazim Rashid. Okay, I'm author of this book called Reconnected, How to Be a Mentor to Your Child Self. Again, Reconnected, How to Be a Mentor to Your Child Self. Yeah. So I'm reading and expounding on the personal growth areas in my book that relate to a sound, happy, healthy, fun marriage. Yeah, for sure. And you can go on Barnes & Noble and get it. Now, the Barnes & Noble and Amazon have the e-book format also, so in case you have the Kindle or the Nook, you can download it and get it. It only costs about $8. Normally it costs about $20 because it's a 412-page book. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. It's a multi-purpose manual. Parents manual, teachers manual, relationship manual. Yeah. Marriage manual. Yeah. And addiction recovery manual. Absolutely. It's called a human manual for transforming your negative experiences into positive memories, learning to love yourself at deep levels, and creating the life you've always desired. Yeah. Matter of fact, if you go into my blog page that I have now, just built that on cloudsofabundance.com. Again, cloudsofabundance.com. Go to the blog page. You see I have a blog called Co-Creating Your Life. Co-Creating Your Life, based on this book. So I would appreciate you leaving a comment there and spreading that to your social media, to your Facebook page. Yeah. Yeah, very important. See, we got to get these tools that so we can have a good, happy life and spread them so others can learn from our happiness. Mm-hmm. So people can say, I want to be like him. I want to be like her. I want to be happy and joyous like her. I want to be happy and bouncy like her. I want her spirit. Yeah. So it's important for sure. But you gotta be okay. You gotta feel that God has favored you, and optimism is yours. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. So this is why it's very important to understand the whole process. Yeah, for sure. Suppose as a young child that you have been mistreated by a boy down the street. You know, the boy called you stupid. You know, you now dwell on that remark. You get more upset as the day goes on, and you start becoming distracted by violent fantasies about him. Now, do you see what just happened? Those negative emotions block any good from coming in. And those same feelings start increasing until nothing healthy resided within, till the law of attraction was at work again. You could have thought about the many friends you do have and the kindness that they display with you. As those good, positive thoughts dominate your mind, you start to attract more thoughts to feel good about. This is appreciation in action, and when you are dealing with little ones, it is important to put these kind of ideas into a practical package for them. See, little ones will demonstrate appreciation more instead of verbalizing appreciation. So, as adults, we have to suggest ways that they can demonstrate these appreciation principles. Everything has to be age appropriate. They can share more, hug more, and laugh together more. They can show appreciation in body language. I'm talking mates also now. Is this, you know, see this still in a marriage context. As kids think more about appreciation, what others have done for them, they're less likely to dwell on what is not working for them, falling into despair or depression. Wallace Wattles is another guy in a book I read. His book called The Science of Getting Rich. He says, the law of gratitude is the natural principle that action and reaction are always equal and in opposite directions. Mm-hmm. So if you want the results that you are after, then you have to acknowledge and internalize this principle or law. Wattles continues by saying, the grateful outreaching of your mind in thankful praise to the Supreme is a liberating or expenditure force. It cannot fail to reach that to which it is addressed. A reaction is an instantaneous movement toward you. You see? Yeah, that's very important, very important. Yeah. So we have to be on the right channel, brothers and sisters. If we want to have a good mate, be on the right channel. Both of y'all. You see, it's equal. Forget the ego. Forget what the society tells you need to do to get a man, to get a woman. Forget that. See, this is a wonderful concept to share with our youth, you know, as this internalized idea will help them through their tween years and the turbulent adolescent period as well. Just know that the grateful thoughts alone will reward them with more to be thankful for, causing more feelings. Yeah, it's satisfying. And as they show their gratitude or appreciation to others, understanding the law of gratitude, they'll feel good knowing that action will return to them also. Wallace goes on to say, to permit your mind to dwell upon the inferior is to become inferior and to surround yourself with inferior things. So again, what channel is your mind set on? The mind operates on the most dominant thought. So if your dominant thought is what is not working on what people are doing to you, you're going to receive that kind of energy again and again. Yeah. So what are you dwelling on? That's important. You know? And don't always say, it's the other person. If they act right, I'll be okay. You know? Yeah. I can't get married because these women are acting strange. They're too liberated, and they're poisoned by the society. There's no use. Somehow to play the field like they are. I want to just treat them like they're this property and just why not? Have fun out here. No. Be the mate that you seek. And stay there. And it's okay being by yourself if you can't find anything in your environment like that. Don't compromise. Don't settle. Stay in a positive mode. And you attract those who are positive. You might be in grocery store, in the vegetable section there, you know, checking out the grapefruit and so forth. That sister might come up there doing the same thing. All of a sudden, your eyes lock. And you say, oh, excuse me, what is your name? She says, you know, do you come here often? I've never seen you here. Yeah. You know, and you ask yourself, you can I buy you a cup of coffee? You know, you never know. Be okay by yourself, in yourself. Yeah, that's so very important to understand that. So important to understand that, you see? And again, this idea starts in childhood. That's why I keep going back to, you know, childhood experiences. It starts there. So if you see your childhood didn't have these things I'm talking about, you know you got a lot of work to do. You know, a lot of voids to fill. So I knew this concept all too well as a child myself. It's not surprising that my mind would be preoccupied with negative thoughts on many occasions as my own self-esteem and my self-image were very, very low. See, I didn't have any coaches or mentors helping me, guiding me in the right direction. Now, Wallace Waddles' quote really rings true with me as I felt inferior often, and that feeling was reinforced by my dysfunctional environment. See, life has to have meaning for you. You need validation. You also need some healthy level of self-esteem, self-image, and self-worth, which all have to be in place as prerequisites in order for this idea of gratitude or appreciation to have a place within. Yeah, I bear witness. Man, I bear witness to this. Yeah. You see, it doesn't matter about the statistics. You know, women say, well, there are more women than men out here. It means nothing whatsoever. Means nothing. Nothing. I knew a sister who was a doctor. She had her doctorate. She had about 4 kids, you know. And she didn't have the look that, you know, that Hollywood look, you know, that skinny hourglass look, and that all the, you know, most men, you know, kind of run after and salivate after. She didn't have the kind of look. She looked normal, you know, normal sister out there, you know. But she had confidence inside. She wasn't worried about getting a mate, getting another husband. No, she wasn't worried about that at all. Had kids, and she was a little older too. Wasn't worried about that. Sister told her, girl, a whole lot of sisters out here, very few brothers. What you going to do? Got kids there too, and what you going to do? She said, I'm not worried about that. God will provide for me. God will provide for me. He knows my heart. I'm going to be wonderful and fine just the way I am. I'm going to be fine by myself and love that state. God will attract to me the mate that I seek, the perfect mate for me. Look, within 2 months of her divorce, she got inquiries. Within 2 months. Within 6 months, she was married again. Brother was supporting, doing the right thing. Right thing. She wasn't worried. She wasn't concerned. She never shared her husband with anybody else. Hey, they have a great, healthy, monogamous relationship. That's what I'm talking about. Be confident, knowing that God had your back. See, and he'll be okay. That's right. That's right. You'll have it. So that's why validation is so important. You need to be validated. If no one validates you, validate yourself, knowing that God validates you. Yeah. Remember, you also you need to have some healthy level of self-esteem, self-image, and self-worth, which all have to be in place as prerequisites in order for this idea of gratitude or appreciation to have a place within. That's why it's so very important. Yeah. Appreciation is another important level, another important layer to be implemented as needed. Appreciation by itself can reap tremendous rewards. That's right. That's right. For you and everyone that comes into your environment, appreciation has its own powerful energy transmitted to those that are close by. Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Remember, if you want to take part in conversation, ask a question, just hit number one on your telephone and you'll be right in. Or if you're online, you're listening online, you can leave a question on the chat board. You can do that too. That's open right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So I appreciate all those who are listening. By the way, if you want to connect with me, nrbookclub@gmail.com, 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 and I have a blog on my website, cloudsofabundance.com, again, cloudsofabundance.com, mm-hmm. And you can leave a comment there, you can buy my book, Reconnected on the site, also with, also you can get it on Barnes & Noble and Amazon there too. Oh yeah, for sure. They're real important. We need to have these tools. I'm telling you, too many of us are too living unhappy lives. You know, we don't. You might not drink and do drugs anymore, but you're living a life of depression. Yeah. So it's very important. Very important. Let me tell you what I do. I was in one of my favorite healthy grocery stores in checkout lane. The cashier asked me if I found everything that I needed. I responded with, I most certainly did. I really appreciate the wonderful, healthy choices in here. By the way, how are you doing? Well, she lit up and responded with, well, I'm doing much better now. Thank you very much. See, the gratitude energy becomes infectious and it grows and grows. You start looking for more things to be grateful for. The energy is very fulfilling and you want more of it. That is one of the main things that makes us real human beings. Demonstrating the law of gratitude, giving and receiving, wanting others to feel good, giving back something of what was given to you. Yeah. Yeah. Now, Louise Hay, another person I really love and respect in his personal growth business, she says, more good cannot come in if we see only the lack in things. Be aware of what you have and be grateful so more can come in. Yeah, for sure. I love Louise Hay. She has a good DVD, How to Heal Your Life. I really recommend everybody getting that, How to Heal Your Life. And she has a wonderful gesture of gratitude that she uses in a lot of her workshops. She simply stretches her arms out and says, I am open and receptive to all good. And she says that when you do that simple exercise, the universe is listening and will respond to you. Too many of us are uncomfortable with the exercise because we have some kind of resistance within. See, it is in this resistance where healing needs to take place. Yeah. Good cannot come in if it is not welcomed. Now, would you want to be anywhere where you are not welcome and made to feel ill at ease? See, we have to want good. So that's a good question to ask yourself. What do you really want for yourself? What do you want? Chaos and drama? Huh? We can't be blaming you, by yourself, to yourself, what do you really want? See, we have to have attitude of gratitude, or attitude of appreciation always. We have to feel good inside and want the same for others. Yeah. We have to think of the endless things in our environment that we are grateful for. We have to acknowledge the miracle of our birth into the world. Have you ever taken the time to reflect on the fact that many births were not and are not successful? Often the baby and or the mother died in the process. You see, it is a miracle that you're born in a wonderful, healthy form with all your limbs in place and your mind and brain clear of abnormalities. That's a miracle. A lot of people cannot say those things. There's a prayer that I say every time that my eyes are awakened in the morning, and it is, thank you for resurrecting me from the dead state of sleep. Sometimes we take waking up for granted. You did not have to wake up this morning. I am open and receptive to all good. Should be our mantra all throughout the day. See, beauty is everywhere when we are in a receptive frame of mind. You see? Try to emphasize. See, all this I'm telling you, you know, you might say, well, again, how does this relate to marriages? It's, man, this is so related to marriages. Try to emphasize. When you're riding in the car, you come to a stop, maybe at the store, or even close your eyes and focus on a particular color. Now keep that color clearly in your mind. Surround yourself with that color. Now open your eyes and look around. You see the color, don't you? Try it again. Why is it that you didn't notice that color before? Well, it was always there. It is the same with beauty. We can focus on beauty everywhere if you want to. When we do, we see beauty everywhere. After we notice the beauty, always remember to say thank you. Every thank you is a deposit into the universe in our behalf, which then comes back to us with more to be thankful for. Just think of the benefits our many children will have when they internalize this enriching concept. Well, your child self, you know, your mate, everybody will benefit because of what you now have in your arsenal of knowledge ready for disbursement. Isn't that wonderful? Now, I'm telling you, just think about that. You have this kind of mindset before you get married. Say you meet the sister that you want, or a sister, you meet the brother that you want, and y'all decide to go to personal growth workshops. And you start doing these things. And you start feeling so good. And you bring this kind of mindset into the marriage. Man, what kind of happy marriage and productive marriage y'all going to have. Y'all be coming in one another and validate one another. And remember, when you see beauty everywhere, that's God's life force going through that beauty, which is the same God life force in you. So when you see the rose, the beauty of the rose, you say, man, thank God for that beauty. The same life force in that rose is in you. So there's a connection between you and that rose, and you're grateful for that. You can see God in another form. And you say, you're thankful for that even. Yeah. You see beauty everywhere. And you see God everywhere. And you see your connection to God more so. Then you're grateful for that. Yeah. That's so important to understand. So important to understand that. Yeah, for sure. All right, we're going to close the show out with the ideal of gratitude, and we're going to summarize this one here. In our part seven, we're going to talk about faith, F-A-I-T-H, faith, and what that has to do with a positive marriage and a healthy marriage. Yeah, in the meantime, if you're married, love your spouse. Give them an extra I love you today, an extra hug and kiss today, an extra good look today, you know, an extra, you know, quality time with them today. Because every time you do this, you are getting so much more back in return. When they realize you're taking your time out to give them quality time to focus exactly on them, when you're communicating and you're listening to them, not butting in, not hijacking the conversation, but you're generally concerned what they have to say and giving them appropriate feedback, and they do the same with you, you are strengthening that bond. Yes, you are. You're strengthening that bond. And that strengthens that marriage, and that it's so wonderful. You know? And that makes your marriage even more satisfying and long lasting. You can say, well, this adds another 10, 20 years onto our relationship. Yeah, you can see yourself 30, 40, 50, 60 years down the road and staying married, staying happy and joyous like this. Because this is the practice you're doing. That is the glue, huh? That's the glue to make a long-lasting marriage. Yeah, absolutely. All right, so again, I'm Nazim Rashid. My show is called The Reconnect the Show on Saturdays, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You can call 347-994 or 2524 to hear my guests. Yep, and this week I'm having Imam Ben Bilal actually on my show talking about spirituality. That's the topic for this Saturday. Yeah, Imam Ben Bilal out of New York. Yeah, and a lot of you are listening from the East Coast. Well, he's around the East Coast out there. Y'all might know him already. He'll be on Saturday. And you can see my whole event calendar on my website, cloudsofabundance.com. Go there and you'll see the events on my event page. And go to my blog page and leave a comment. My topic is co-creating your life. That's on there too. See, we need to have tools for a new life. And that's what I'm giving you with this book here. And as you support me more, I can travel and spread my reconnected messages to all parts of the world. My show has about 12 countries now who are tuning in. We have some people in Singapore right now who are getting information. You see? Yeah. So if people in outside the country can tune in and get information, why can't you? Get it. Okay? Very important. All right. So I thank everybody. Thank everybody for tuning in. Those who have tuned in, you are the chosen ones. You are the special ones. You're the chosen ones. Because, you know, you are ready to receive this information. A lot of people aren't ready. You're ready to receive the information, and you are receiving it. So now to receive it, you have to apply it. So please, between now and next week, apply some of the things I was talking about today. Get the benefit. Yeah, acknowledge the benefit, and that will make you more motivated next week to learn more. Okay? As you are understanding the benefit and you receive that your life is now becoming better, more enriched, you're more likely to tune in and get more information. You want to get more information or more tools for a better life. And that's what it's all about. Okay? So with that, I'm going to leave you. So I appreciate everybody tuning in. Tune in next week for, I think it's part 7, I believe. And I'd like to hear from you in our book club at gmail.com, my website, cloudsofabundance.com. And have a good time next week. So with that, I'll leave with greetings of peace. The only God can give to you. We say in Arabic, Assalamu alaikum.